Jerry Bader Show 924. Discussing the story first broken by the Wall Street Journal, and it really mushroomed into a major political story in Wisconsin news yesterday. The Governor Scott Walker's campaign is apparently negotiating with prosecutors in John Doe 2.0 to end any scrutiny they would have of him, perhaps at the expense of the directly targeted groups. The reaction to this is that he's selling out his friends. This from Wright, Wisconsin yesterday. If the information obtained by the Wall Street Journal is true, the Walker team is looking for a way out of this investigation in the midst of significant legal victories. In other words, this is what makes it so puzzling. The prosecutors are on the ropes. Why now negotiate? They go on. The appearance of this story suggests a major schism over the proper legal strategy. Let's hope defeat is not being snatched from the jaws of victory. M.D. Kittle, a Wisconsin reporter, spoke to a number of the targeted groups. I want to share some of this with you. Conservative targets who spoke with Wisconsin reporter expressed disappointment, anger, and a sense of being sold out for political expediency. Walker is seeking re-election in a tight race, and the politically charged investigations have been dogging him since he first ran for governor 4 years ago. But there is a much bigger issue at stake than even a gubernatorial election, sources say. The First Amendment rights of political speech and association. For a governor who is fond of saying he is focused on the next generation, not the next election, a settlement with the John Doe prosecutors, a deal with the devil, perhaps in the lexicon of dozens of conservative organizations targeted, would make such rhetoric ring hollow. Sounds like Mr. Walker has decided whose side he's on, his own, or the larger principles he claims to represent. That's in the Wall Street Journal piece. Biskupic had no comment on the op-ed, neither did Schmitz. But David Rivkin, lead attorney for Eric O'Keefe and the Club for Growth, Wisconsin Club for Growth, who are taking on the John Doe prosecutors, had much to say. Rivkin takes aim at the notion by the left and the prosecutors pushing the probe that Walker's campaign and the reported 29 conservative groups targeted in the investigation have illegally coordinated. The danger here is this. Well, let me read a little more from M.D. Kittle. Sources close to the investigation told Wisconsin Reporter that Walker may have everything to gain in a sweetheart deal with the prosecutors, but the conservative targets of the probe and the basic tenets of free speech have much to lose. O'Keefe and the club contend the probe, which has featured what some sources have described to Wisconsin reporters as paramilitary-style pre-dawn raids at the homes and offices of conservative targets, has had a chilling effect on conservative organizations' First Amendment rights. The legal battle whether such raids asks whether such raids should have occurred at all. The concern here is that Walker just doesn't want any effort at all by Chisholm or his office to fabricate some type of charges late in the race, the governor's race against Scott Walker. Okay, there are really two questions here. Should Walker worry about his friends, that is, the groups who worked so hard during his recall? Should he worry more about himself? And the second question, is this a smart strategy? If the answer is, yeah, Scott Walker should worry about Scott Walker, would anyone in Walker's position take that deal? My answer is, if you did something wrong, yes. I'm not saying Scott Walker did anything wrong. I'm not saying there was illegal coordination. Two judges said there wasn't. Here's what I believe. I believe that Walker and his campaign are finally fatigued from this witch hunt, and they're willing to take it out. Does it piss on his friends? Yes, it does. And I don't think there's any other way to say it. If you've done nothing wrong, and right now the prosecutors who are pushing a case where you did nothing wrong, you're on the ropes, you've got nothing to lose. On the other hand, if we have seen that they are willing to fabricate charges out of thin air? Might they try to pull an October surprise and come up with some trumped-up charge against Scott Walker? They might. I think you can argue, though, that he should be willing to take that chance. So, yes, I think he is betraying his supporters to a degree. Because all indications are they're winning this fight. But is it smart politically? I think the answer is no. Because I think the odds, if no laws were broken and two judges said no laws were broken, what are you protecting yourself from? And what's going to happen is the notion that there was illegal coordination is going to linger if you cut some kind of deal that says these groups can't basically talk to you. This is not going to make it go away. Yeah, I do think it's a mistake leaving your friends out in the cold, but beyond that, this doesn't make the problem go away for Scott Walker. It just doesn't. The left is going to hang. See, he had to cut a deal. What was he hiding? I think it's wrong on both questions that I raised. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.